A huge dust cloud has swallowed Port-au-Prince. The city is in darkness, and lost souls wander the streets. From the backyard, I can hear their voices murmuring, then rising into hymns and chants to Papa Bon Dieu, as they head for safer ground, wherever that may be. It's just not sinking in. It can be Nono sprawled on that beach chair in our backyard, covered with dust and dried blood. My grandmother's legs are stretched out in front of her, and her arms dangle down over the sides of the chair. Her chin is slumped down on her chest, her eyes staring down into her lap. Her mouth and eyes are wide open, horror crystallized by rigor mortis. It can't be Nono, but it is. After the earth heaved and convulsed and our house pancaked on itself, Mama and I used our bare hands to dig Nono out of the debris. Her body was cold when I touched her, and the tracery of red blood vessels in her cheeks drained of color. The voices of the neighborhood rise and fall in spurts. Mama looks ill, and mascara smears across her cheeks. Cupping her face, I ask, "Are you hurt?" I feel her shoulders and down along her arms in search of some injury. She shivers. "I'm okay," she says, freaked out, but okay. Her dark face is mist with dusty sweat. A long, powdery black ponytail trails down her back. She looks confused, bewildered by the newness of her loss. On Wicapois, people are still screaming, but the noise is dying as darkness sets. The house next door to ours collapsed too. Our neighbor is dead. Polito was a young dark man with raw, nervous eyes. His voice was thin, like a squeak. Our other neighbor, Frankie, brings us a pitcher of lukewarm water. He says it was a magnitude 7.0 earthquake. "Death is everywhere in Port-au-Prince," he whispers. "I know. I have been outside."